voice of Diesel Punk, and I am your host, the artist also known as Big Daddy Cool. You can call me Johnny, and we are live here at the Clarksville Anime and Comic Con. So if you're hearing some of the background noise through the microphone, that's what's going on. And we are also simulcasting live on Facebook Live. So we got a few viewers in, and they may be posting some of their questions and whatnot. So you guys know, if you've been listening to this show for a while, that I love going to these Comic Cons. I do them a lot, do panels and host cosplay contests. And I'm selling my book, Tales from the Flip Side. I'm down to two copies left. I've already sold all my stock of magic books and Svengali cards. I've got two books left. Two Tales from the Flip Side books left. So hoping to sell those today. And people are walking by. They're looking at me wondering what's going on as we're broadcasting. But that's all right, too. So we might pull some people in as they walk by if we see some cool Hepcats and cool kittens. So one of the most interesting things happened yesterday. And it really speaks to the difference in generations, especially the millennial generation. I was talking with my buddy Lucas Leverett about this morning. Yesterday, I was hosting the cosplay contest, and there was someone doing a Wolverine character, the X-23 character from Logan, the girl character. And I said to her, in character, I said, Wolverine, I got some fellas I may need you to rub out. Well, these guys thought I meant something completely different. And so I go home, they thought it was a sexual reference. And I go home and I talk to my 17-year-old son. I look on UrbanDictionary.com, and turns out they were so full of BS that their eyes were brown. It does not mean what they think it means. You look up any definition, you talk to anyone. And I asked my son, I said, my 17-year-old son, I said, what do you think I mean when I say, I got some fellas I want you to rub out? He says, it means you want to kill them. I was exactly right. And we got some guys that, don't know what they're talking about. But really, I was talking with my buddy Lucas Leverett about it, and he just attributed it to the fact that they are millennials, and, millennials have different concepts and different ideas for different things. And I just thought, and the one guy was like, dude, you can't say stuff like that. I'm like, I can say whatever I want to say because I am Big Daddy Cool, and I ain't been mollycoddled by my mama and taught to be a lily white bread pansy. So anyway, and Hayden Hazard is across from me. She's listening to me rant on the podcast here. She's laughing. She was one of the judges. She was involved in that whole conversation. But turns out these guys have no clue what they're talking about. But it just kind of goes to show how, millennials and different generations have different concepts. And, if they had read a book or watched a classic movie at any point in their life, they wouldn't have that confusion. But, it is what it is. And one of the guys walking by here as I'm broadcasting, it's kind of funny. That's interesting to me. And I would love to hear your views on that. And you tell me what you think of when I said I got a couple of fellas that I need you to rub out. I could have said, a couple of fellas I need you to take on a long walk down a short pier, have fitted for cement loafers. I got some jabronis, what I need whacked. Anyway, that is what it is. So we're just hanging out here. We've seen some cool stuff, seen some cool cosplay. The Ghostbusters is here. I just saw an awesome Indiana Jones cosplay walk by. And if you guys aren't getting out to local conventions, if they're near you, go. Even if, they're not a Diesel Punk convention, if they're just a general comic convention, because, of course, comics are one of the primary expressions of Diesel Punk right now. Diesel punk is all over comics, the aesthetic of the 1920s through the 40s, and you guys should get out and really go in your whole diesel punk garb and swing solid on the 2 and 4. Can you dig that? I knew that you could. I'm going to be at WrathaCon in a couple of weeks, May 12th and 13th in Athens, Ohio. It's WrathaCon, and you can check it out at therathacon.com. That's R-A-T-H-A-Con. And Big Daddy Cool and the Bombshell Kittens will be performing Friday night, our cabaret show at Arts West Theater. And then Saturday we'll be on the vendor's floor, and would love to see you. And then after that, we'll be back at Nashville May 27th at the Centennial Black Box Theater. And then finally, June 16th, 17th, and 18th, Hypericon in Nashville. I'll be doing some panels. I'll be doing the cabaret show Friday night, and on the vendor floor. We're doing a luau party Saturday night. So a lot of opportunities for you to come out and show your diesel punk solidarity. When you come out to WrathaCon or to Hypericon or any of the cons that you go to, come out in your diesel punk wear, your diesel punk gear. Show your love for our genre. And really, that's all I have to say. A lot of cool stuff happening here today. A lot of cool artists, a lot of great toys. And you guys can hear the noise in the background. Really, that's it. That's all I got to say. Hey, Michael McKenzie Mitchell joined us. And good to see you. And Ginger Price is online. We're doing this simulcast on Facebook. So I'm going to sign off right now and address some of their questions, comments, concerns. And until the next time, swing hard, swing often. We'll catch you on the flip side.